RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of A Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headlines, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, and this is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia conduct the Border Investment Summit. Hungary wants to boost educational program with Indonesia. Papua Health Development Accelerating Unit, UP2K, encourages development of traditional medicine in Papua. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government is holding the Border Investment Summit Tuesday in Jakarta. The summit is held as a milestone toward Indonesia Veranda Zone development, as well as increasing rural development effort in border areas. The forum is also conducted to develop urban areas at borders by inviting every stakeholders to create investment in that sector. In his remark, Minister of Rural Disadvantaged Areas and Transmigration Marwan Jaafar stated that the Indonesian government is committed to accelerate border areas development to be a sovereign, competitive, and secure state veranda. The Ministry of Rural Disadvantaged Areas and Transmigration is committed to accelerate border areas development through Indonesian Veranda Zone Development, PKBI, an effort to develop and empower border areas to be a sovereign, competitive, and secure state veranda. Minister Marwan further said that the target of the Indonesian Veranda Zone development includes infrastructure development, spatial planning areas, community capacity building, institutional and economic cooperation, and the development of regional growth centers. The Border Investment Summit is attended by stakeholders on disadvantaged areas investment development in Indonesia, including the ministries, the Investment Coordinating Board, business representatives, border regional government, as well as universities. Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia Judith Peck, in the diplomatic forum held by RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, said that the bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary keep on continuing. She said Hungary wants to boost the cooperation with Indonesia in the field of education program.
We are looking into possibilities for cooperation, especially in the educational field, because this is where everything starts. With education, that you have exchange programs, exchanging of views, and making, you know, knowing the people more and more about each other. That's one point. But also we are organizing business forums, and we are working together in cooperation with cities like Bandung, where they are very much into supporting startups.
Moreover, Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia Judith Peck also said Hungary is quite successful in encouraging young people in business programs which grow the development of young entrepreneurs. Therefore, she wanted to bring the program to Indonesia so that the program can be part of the bilateral cooperation. The Papua Health Development Accelerating Unit, UP2K, will encourage research and development in the field of local traditional medicine. According to the unit, the Accelerating Unit, spokesman Esa Rumbiak. He noted that the research was conducted by the UP2K under the leadership of its chief, Nelson Dudung, on October 20th to 24th, 2015. Traditional medicine, which is being encouraged to be used nationwide, is the herbal medicine for treating malaria that has been approved by the Ministry of Health and has obtained permission from the Center for Food and Drug Administration. In Papua, have a plant whose leaves can be used to cure malaria and red fruit to be packaged into herbal medicine. Papua people will develop these two types of drugs. After conducting a comparative study in the future, the Papua Health Development Accelerating Unit will coordinate with relevant institutions, such as the Agriculture Department, to carry out research and development in the field of traditional medicine in Papua. Non-government organization Forest Watch Indonesia accused the government of negligence allowing regional regulation legalizing the use of fire in land clearing. The regional regulation is against the law on the protection and management of the environment, Togu Manurung from Forest Watch Indonesia said on Monday. The negligence has caused forest fires with millions of people suffering from breathing difficulty, not only in Indonesia but also in neighboring countries such as Malaysia and Singapore for over 120 days. Airlines reported huge losses for delay or cancellation of flights. However, regulation issued by governors allowing land clearing for more than 2 hectares resulting in haze of smoke disaster in wide areas. He cited 4 factors contributing to forest fires in Indonesia: poor management, deliberately setting fire, weak law enforcement, and negligence on the part of the government. Moratorium is not enough without strict law enforcement, Nur Hidayati said, adding the regional regulation allowing to use fire for land clearing should be scrapped. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The rupiah strengthened past its psychological support level of 13,500 at Tuesday's opening, as did the Jakarta Composite Index, JCI, which rose beyond its psychological level of 1,500, responding to inflation data released recently. The rupiah strengthened to 13,588 rupiah against the greenback, closing on Monday at 13,669. The JCI, meanwhile, climbed 0.98% to 4,508.83 at its opening. The Central Statistics Agency, BPS, announced on Monday that Indonesia recorded at 0.08% deflation during October 2015 due to a surplus of food supplies. According to Indonesia Stock Exchange IDX data, 152 stocks were up, 46 stocks down, and the remaining 50 stocks unchanged at Tuesday's opening. The total transaction value reached 1.19 trillion rupiah or $87.64 million, with 963.79 billion shares changing hands. Out of 9 sectoral indexes, 8 moved into positive territory, led by the financial sector. Disaster mitigation authorities in West Nusa Tenggara have raised the status of Indonesia's second highest active volcano to alert, as it continues to spew ash, prompting an Australian airline to cancel all flights to and from Denpasar Airport today. Mount Barujari, Mount Rinjani's cone, and a result of eruptions of the main volcano in 1994 and 1995, erupted on Sunday, sending hot clouds and debris up to around 10,000 feet, Azhar, chief of the West Nusa Tenggara Disaster Mitigation Agency, said on Tuesday. Although the status remains at alert, Azhar said the agency had prepared a number of evacuation scenarios for some 40,000 residents living near the 3,726-meter volcano located in the North Lombok district. The volcanic activity has prompted Virgin Australia to cancel all of Tuesday's flight to and from Indonesia's most popular tourist destination island of Bali, neighboring Lombok. Virgin added that it would make a decision of tomorrow's flights after receiving further advice from the same expert. Virgin was among other Australian airlines that cancelled their flights in July and August when Mount Rawung in East Java erupted. The last item, Tuesday, November 3rd, PT Medco ENP Indonesia has officially handed over the operation of Kampar Block in Riau to PT Pertamina Hulu Energy. Medco was previously appointed by the government to manage the block until transition period ends. PT Pertamina Hulu Energy, or PHE, is now the official operator of Kampar Block after signing profit-sharing cooperation contract with the Upstream Oil and Gas Regulatory Task Force, SKKMIGAS. Medco was the operator of Kampar Block in 1995 to 2013 after release by previous operator, PT Stanfac Indonesia. PHE signed a firm commitment of geology, geophysics, reservoir, and production studies for the first 3 years. The contract also includes commitment to drill 5 wells and 1 exploration drill. The total worth of the contract is $12.5 billion. Kampar Block stretches in 469 square kilometers area. The oil reserve in this block is 200,386 MMSTV. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia conduct the Border Investment Summit. Hungary wants to boost educational program with Indonesia. Papua Health Development Accelerating Unit UP2K encourages development of traditional medicine in Papua. That was the news.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary, entitled, Is There Still Any Meaning of Heroism? Listener, this month, Indonesia is commemorating Heroes Day, which falls on November the 10th every year. It is only fitting if this momentum is used to better understand the meaning of heroism itself. Basically, a hero is someone who is willing to give everything he has, including his body and soul, for the sake of the nation. A basic understanding of heroism for the people of Indonesia today is keeping the nation from a variety of new forms of colonialism, the so-called neo-colonialism and neo-imperialism, even materialism. Unfortunately, this seems only mere words with no deep understanding about the meaning of heroism itself. With his sacrifice, a hero teaches the value of the nation and state. Attitudes and behavior of heroism will never provide opportunities. Attitudes and behavior of heroism will never provide opportunities for undermining the national unity, including letting this country be neo-colonized by other nations economically, culturally, or politically. Heroes Day is celebrated to commemorate the services and sacrifices of freedom fighters in the past. The question is, will the Indonesian people now go through so much trouble and be willing to sacrifice to be a hero? Indeed, there are many ways to show heroism at present. Not through raising arms as in the past, but by filling the independence with achievements in one's own field. Anyone can be a hero, at least for one's own environment. For example, by not standing by idly when a friend or relative. For example, by not standing by idly when a friend or relative needs help. More broadly, by helping each other when there are overwritten misfortunes anywhere, such as natural disasters. Heroic attitude is depicted as someone who is willing to help others without expecting anything in return. And listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on November 3rd. On November 3rd, 1936, Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed to be the U.S. President. Franklin Delano Roosevelt took a position as the U.S. President in 1933. At that time, America was in the top of depression. More than 13 million of American people were unemployed, and banking condition was unpredictable. In 1936, on the year of presidential election, peace revolution in the economic field and social that was launched by President Roosevelt has successfully brought back the recovery and development in partly of America. Therefore, on November 3, 1936, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was re-elected as the President of America, who gained quite large of votes. On November 3, 1935, King of Greece Georgios II re-ascended the throne. Georgios II, King Hellenia, is a Greek king who ruled in the period of 1922, 1924, and 1935 to 1947. He ascended the throne succeeding his father on September 27, 1922, and withdrew on the request of the National Council in late 1923, and he retreated to Romania. He was officially removed from the throne during the Second Hellenic Republic that was proclaimed on March 25, 1924. On November 3, 1935, he returned to the throne after a military coup overthrowing the regime of the Republic. And we end today's segment of Today in History on November 3, 1978, Dominica gained its independence from Great Britain. The Commonwealth of Dominica is a Caribbean island nation. The Commonwealth member country, which is located in the east of the Caribbean Sea group, is flanked by two other small island states, such as Guadeloupe and Martinique. In 1493, the country was never contested by the United Kingdom and France. In 1896, Great Britain took back control of the Dominican government and made it as crown colony. A half century later, between 1958-1962, Dominica became a short-age West Indies Federation province. Finally, on November 3, 1978, Dominican Republic became an independent state. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on Parliament and Government legalized the 2016 state budget. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. The plenary session of the House of Representatives finally endorsed the draft law on 2016 state budget into law. Ratification of the state budget into law took place after previously Deputy House Speaker Taufik Kurniawan, who led the plenary meeting, suspended the hearing for 2.5 hours to do the lobby between faction leaders. Taufik Kurniawan at the Parliament Building in Jakarta said the government is obliged to implement the act. He said in conclusion, from the lobby with the rest of the leadership faction leaders, the House of Representatives approved a draft law on state budget 2016 to be enacted into law on the budget of fiscal year 2016. He explained that the entire faction's records is an integral part and inseparable from the law on the state budget in 2016 fiscal year, which must be implemented by the government. As for state capital participation included in the 2016 draft budget posture was returned to the relevant commission and will be discussed during the discussion of the revised state budget 2016. Related to that, Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said in the 2016 budget, economic growth is corrected to 5.3% from 5.5% in the financial memorandum. The rupiah is also changing from 13,400 rupiahs per US dollar in the financial memorandum to be 13,900 rupiahs per US dollars. With the rate of inflation and interest rate on 3-month treasury bills are the same as the financial memorandum, which is 5.5%. Furthermore, Bambang said the assumed oil price of $50 per barrel, oil and gas changes in the amount of 830,000 barrels and 1,155 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. The basic assumptions of the macroeconomy is said to take recent developments and the economic outlook into consideration, as well as the various challenges in 2015 and 2016, both of which come from within and abroad. On the basis of current condition, as well as the steps undertaken in the future, it is expected to support the 2016 state budget, the achievement of development targets in 2016 to be more effective, efficient, and quality. That was focused today on Parliament and the government agree on 2016 budget.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Tuesday, November 3, 2015 in Jakarta. We start from Kompas and its headline writes about the House postponing the national investment, the state-owned enterprises, BUMN looking for a strategy. The state capital for the state-owned enterprises in 2016 amounted to 39.42 trillion rupiah for state-owned enterprises postponed by Parliament and will be discussed at the discussion of 2016 revised state budget. A number of state-owned enterprises began to make strategies to not interfere the implementation of various projects. President Director of PT Angkasa Pura II, Budi Karya Sumadi, is seeking to not cancel the construction of the third runway of Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Jakarta. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about Save Toddler, the smoke victim. Smoke disaster that occurred for nearly 4 months led to very serious impact on public health, especially children, as the most vulnerable exposed both in the short and long term. Indonesian Child Protection Commission recommended to immediately make a movement to save the children from the smoke from forest and land fires. Moreover, the number of children victims of smoke is getting more increased. Meanwhile, Republika in its headline writes about the healthcare post is closed. Air quality in the areas affected by smoke continued to improve. Therefore, evacuation post and health started to be emptied. Head of the Health Office of Riau Province, Andra Syafril in Pekanbaru Monday said, the health post were closed temporarily because the air is getting more clean and improved. And we end today's headline with Business Indonesia. The Daily writes about monetary easing increasingly opened. An opportunity to ease monetary policy to spur the slumped economic activity more open, along with inflationary period of October 0.06%, continuing a period of deflation in the last 2 months. Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Suryamin, said the key factor October deflation is controlled food prices, especially for commodities of chicken meat, chili, and red chili. Listener, that was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indonesian government is holding the Border Investment Summit Tuesday in Jakarta. The summit is held as a milestone toward Indonesia Veranda Zone development, as well as increasing rural development effort in border areas. Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia Judith Peck, in the diplomatic forum held by RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta Monday, said that the bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary keep on continuing. Papua Health Development Accelerating Unit will encourage research and development in the field of local traditional medicine, according to its spokesman Esa Rombiak. The research was conducted by the institution under the leadership of its chief, Nelson Dudung, on October 20th to 24th, 2015. Non-government organization Forest Watch Indonesia accused the government of negligence allowing regional regulation legalizing the use of fire in land clearing. The regional regulation is against the law on the protection and management of the environment, Togu Manurung from Forest Watch Indonesia said Monday. The rupiah strengthened past its psychological support level of 13,500. At Tuesday's opening, as did the Jakarta Composite Index, which rose beyond its psychological level of 4,500, responding to inflation data released recently. Disaster mitigation authorities in West Nusa Tenggara have raised the status of Indonesia's second-highest active volcano to alert as it continues to spew ash, prompting an Australian airline to cancel all flights to and from Denpasar Airport today. Tuesday, November 3rd, PT Medco, ENP Indonesia, has officially handed over the operation of Kampar Block in Riau to PT Pertamina Hulu Energy. Medco was previously appointed by the government to manage the block until transition period ends. That was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting live from frequency of 9525 kHz and audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion and criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment Indonesia Wonder and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you to Pua Ritual and Pati Kerapau from East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Palui Island is one of many islands in Sika Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. The island is actually a core of Rokatenda's volcano mountain, which rises from seabed of Flores Sea with a height of 3,000 meters. Palui in the local language means let's go home. Palui sub-districts, which has an area of 41 square kilometers, is divided into 8 villages, namely Maluriu, Reruwairere, Kesukoja, Ladolaka, Tuenggio, Rakirole, Nitunglia, and Lidi. Most of local people are farmers who still maintaining their unique wisdom, such as Puang Ritual and Patikrapau. From the 8 villages in Palue Island, the tradition of Puang Ritual and Patikrapau is done for generations by indigenous communities in 4 villages, namely Nitunglia, Rakirole, Tuanggeo, and Ladulaka. However, the procedure of ritual among the indigenous territories and other regions is different. For example, in Rakirole village, which has 2 indigenous areas, namely Cawelo and Tudu, as well as Lakimosa Koa area. In Cawelo, the Puang Karapau tradition is conducted twice in 5 years, while in Lakimosa Koa, only performed once in 5 years. Long dry season, less products of agriculture and sea, and the epidemic of disease becomes a sign for the local people to immediately conducting a ritual for natural recovery, namely Puang Ritual and Patikrapau. In the local language, Puang means containing or picking up, Krapau means buffalo, and Pati means slaughter. So, Puang and Patikrapau is naturally recovery ritual by sacrificing a buffalo to Watu Tana or to God Almighty. The 5 yearly ritual is held in rotation for several villages in Palue Island. In the ritual, women are required to wear ikat tama weaving, while men wearing ikat nia weaving. The ritual begins with Puang Karapau, which means pick the buffalo up. 2 days later, the ritual followed by Patikrapau, which means slaughter the buffalo. Before implementing Puang Karapau, Cawelo society must undergo a period of avoidance that prohibiting to work in the farmland, fishing, or other works for 5 days. Then they conduct the ritual of Puang Karapau. They cross to Ropa, Kaliwumbu village, Maurole district, and their regency on Forest Island to buy buffaloes as the sacrificial animal. Before going to Ropa, the indigenous group side circle Tubuka or large monument and Tubu Lo'o or small monument in the middle of the village for 5 times. After that, the boat which contained gendang and gong should surround it 5 times around the harbor before heading to Ropa. During the trip, it is also sung 5 traditional songs. Similarly, when the group arrived in Ropa, the boat should surround 5 times before throwing the anchor. After picking up the buffalo to the boat then surrounds 5 times before heading back to Palue Island. One interesting thing in Puang Karapau is the number of rituals that are performed all in 5 rounds. For the local people, number 5 symbolizes luck. Listener, after the ritual of Puang Karapau has already been done, 2 days later, Patikrapau ritual or buffalo slaughter is held. After the buffalo is slaughtered, the local people scramble their feet to touch the buffalo body that covered with blood. The local people hope every illness also spilled and bear to the buffalo's blood. The buffalo's meat is not consumed by those who hold the Patikrapau ritual. Instead, the people from other villages are allowed to take and consume the buffalo's meat. However, the way to take buffalo's meat should be secretly like stealing. The local people also believe the buffalo head position after the fall and died has its own meaning. The heading of the buffalo's head is believed to show the region that will provide the rich harvest in the coming season. Through this ritual, it is expected that outcome of the farm and sea will be abundant. Listeners, that's conclude of today's Indonesian Wonder with the topic Pua Ritual and Pati Karapau. Tomorrow we'll be back with other interesting topics. See you again and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language in the radio, which introduces some Indonesian theory and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is ujian mengambil surat izin mengemudi or driving license test. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Ujian. Ujian. In English, test or examination. Surat izin mengemudi. Surat izin mengemudi. Driving license. Dua minggu. Dua minggu. 2 weeks. Kursus. Kursus. Lesson or course. Mengemudi atau menyetir. Mengemudi atau menyetir. In English, to drive. Sabtu. Sabtu, Saturday. Ujian tertulis. Ujian tertulis. Written test. Ujian teori. Ujian teori. Test on theory. Ujian praktek. Ujian praktek. Practice test. Rambu-rambu lalu lintas. Rambu-rambu lalu lintas. Street signs. Tata cara. Tata cara. Etiket. Berlalu lintas. Berlalu lintas. In traffic. Gas. Gas. In English, to accelerate. Rem. Rem. Brake. Maju. Maju. Forward. Mundur. Mundur. Retreat. Parkir. Parkir. To park. Belok kanan. Belok kanan. Turn right. Belok kiri. Belok kiri. Turn left. Berhenti. Berhenti. Stop. Tanjakan. Tanjakan, uphill, berlatih, berlatih, to practice, lulus, lulus, to be passed. Next is a conversation on ujian mengambil surat izin mengemudi, or in English, taking a driving license test. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Han and Yubi at the office. Saya sudah 2 minggu mengikuti kursus mengemudi. Saya sudah 2 minggu mengikuti kursus mengemudi. In English, I've been taking a driving lesson for 2 weeks. Besok hari Sabtu, saya ujian. Besok hari Sabtu, saya ujian. In English, tomorrow on Saturday, I'll have a driving test. Bukankah kamu sudah pernah ujian seperti itu? Bukankah kamu sudah pernah ujian seperti itu? You have taken such a test, have you? Apa saja yang diuji? Apa saja yang diuji? What are supposed to be tested? Ada dua macam ujian. In English, there are 2 kinds of tests. Ujian tertulis atau ujian teori, a written test on theory, dan ujian praktek, and a test on driving practice. Di ujian tertulis, kamu harus mengetahui antara lain arti rambu-rambu lalu lintas. Di ujian tertulis, kamu harus mengetahui antara lain arti rambu-rambu lalu lintas. In English, in the written test, you must know, among others, about the street signs, serta tata cara berlalu lintas, and the driving etiquette. Pada waktu praktek, kamu harus tahu gas dan rem. In the practice, you must know the difference between the accelerator and the brake. Selain itu, harus bisa maju, mundur, parkir, belok kanan, belok kiri, dan berhenti waktu ditanjakan. Selain itu, harus bisa maju, mundur, parkir, belok kanan, belok kiri, dan berhenti pada waktu ditanjakan. Besides, you must also be able to drive forward, retreat, to park, turn left and right, and stop when going up. Oh, kalau begitu, saya harus banyak berlatih supaya lulus. In English, well, in that case, I must practice a lot then in order to pass the test. Dan mendapatkan surat izin mengemudi. And to get a driving license. Setelah mendapatkan surat izin mengemudi, kamu baru boleh menyetir mobil sendiri. In English, after getting the driving license, you may drive by yourself. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we will present an Indonesian well-known singer, Anggun Cipta Sasmi. Listeners, let's listen to a song from Anggun entitled Takut. Happy listening. Listeners, wherever you are, Anggun Cipta Sasmi or Anggun was born in Jakarta on April 29, 1974, who now has French citizenship. Anggun began her career
by appearing on the stage in Ancol at the age of 7 years and has recorded a children's album 2 years later. In 1986, under the guidance of musician Ian Antono, Anggun recorded her first album in Indonesia entitled Dunia Aku Punya. However, the name of Anggun, short after she released a single entitled Mimpi or a Dream in 1989. In a very young age, Anggun has reached her success and popularity as a rock singer in Indonesia, with achieving an award Indonesia Top Artist 1990 to 1991. Well, listeners, let's listen to a song, Mimpi by Anggun. Happy listening. Listeners, in 1994, Anggun decided to leave Indonesia and reach her dream of becoming an international artist. With the help of Eric Benzi, a major producer of France, in 1997, Anggun successfully released her first international album entitled Snow on the Sahara in 33 countries around the world, including the United States, which became an international music barometer. Since then, Anggun has produced 5 international albums that recorded in multi-languages, especially English and French. Anggun also has collaborated with many international artists, including Julio Iglesias, Peter Gabriel, and Pras Michel of the Fugees group. Anggun is the first Indonesian singer who gets the success in the international music, and her albums have awarded gold and platinum in several European countries. Anggun also has asked to be the spokesperson of the United Nations, UN, twice, namely the ambassador of microcredit in 2005 and ambassador for the Food and Agricultural Organization in 2009. Well, before we end today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs from Anggun, Bayang Bayang Ilusi and Yang Kutunggu. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.com. www.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.